You look so cute. Oh, don't even try. You look adorable in PJs. Mm-hmm. My shirt. It's silly. It says, I hate mornings. They start too early. It was kind of a joke gift for my mom. Not actually a joke, but hey, it's really comfy, so who cares? Not really. No. But I'm neither. Like I'm not a morning person and I'm not a night person. I'm kind of that awkward in between. I'm like a lunchtime person. That's what I am. Oh, you're the silly one. Go on. Go lay down. Yes. Are you sure you're comfortable, though? Like, sharing bed and everything? Because I can really take the couch. It's actually quite soft. You promise? Like, really promise me? Okay, just let me know if you change your mind. Okay, like I don't want to push you. It's kind of a big deal. You know, first sleepover? You first. Well, which side do you like to sleep on? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm quite flexible. I can do both, but I'm really like a right. No, if it's the other way around, like when you're laying down, I like to be on the right side. But if you're standing like head facing the bed, then yeah, I'm left. Depends on how you look at it. What do you mean how normal people look at it? Okay, well, maybe I don't want to be normal, okay? Maybe that's boring. It's comfy? Good. I like it too, but, you know, I'm biased. You always have a bias towards your own bed. It's always the most comfortable one. Yes, it is. I mean, like, yeah, you can go out and you can try new beds and they're always nice, but it's not yours, you know? I feel like no new mattress is 100% comfortable. Like, they need to be almost, I don't know, it's kind of the same thing as with shoes. Like, it kind of needs to be worn in a little bit. It needs to be used for a little bit. And that's when it's good. My mattress is not old. No, that is not what I meant with that. I just mean straight when you buy them from the store. Like, yeah, they need a little time. Like, they need like a month or two, and then they're more comfortable than when they were when you bought them. And then you've kind of gotten used to them, so it's become yours. I don't know. It's late, okay? That's my defense. So we should try to get some sleep, okay? No, I don't. No. That's you being cute. Okay, well. Let's see if you say the same thing in the morning. When my head is a bird's nest. Oh yeah, I have that total rock star vibe in the morning. See, now you're just being sweet. Oh. I think you're going to be the cute one. Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. We'll see, won't we? We'll see, we'll see, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Do you want another pillow or something? You sure? Another blanket? Or are you comfy? Really comfy? Okay. What? I can tell you want to say something. Yeah, come here. Oh my god, I didn't want to push you, like, but I give you a little space. Yeah, come here. This is really nice. And I suppose really fair too. I mean, if I could use you as a pillow, then you should be able to use me as a pillow too. Quid pro quo, right? Exactly. You want to know a secret? Well, not really a secret. You probably know. Probably have noticed, at least. Kind of like this more. Yeah. I don't know why, it's just something soothing about the pressure on your chest. I'm feeling someone breathe against you. I don't know anything in this world that's so soothing. Yeah. Good. Try to get some sleep, okay? Good night. Are you okay? Hey, what's wrong? Nothing, really? Do you want some space? You can just nod. Okay. You're nervous? I think that's pretty normal though. I mean, we've cuddled before, but, you know, cuddling in bed is kind of next step kind of thing, you know? And anything that's new is, it's nerve-wracking, you know? And when you're asleep, you, I mean, you're pretty much as vulnerable as you can be. and being really close to someone when you're vulnerable, I mean, that can be scary. I think that makes sense. It's okay, though. Promise you it. You're safe. And I promise to do everything I can to make you feel that. Just focus on breathing for a little bit, okay? Slow. See? Okay. You are. And I promise you, I know I keep saying it, but if you ever do need space, if you just need to turn around, or if you need more of the bed cover, or you're not comfortable in a position, or whatever it is, it's okay. It's okay to turn around, it's okay to move, it's okay to tell me to let go. Whatever it is to make you comfortable, you can come closer to you. You don't need to worry about it. I know that's much easier to say than... because sometimes it's hard to get those thoughts out of your head, right? That little voice that tells us, oh, maybe we shouldn't, maybe this isn't a good idea, maybe... oh, I don't want to bother, or, you know, whatever. That little voice tells us. We can ignore it for now. We'll try to. Thank you for what? Of course. And they weren't understanding. I hate that. I think there's so much judgment when it comes to relationships and in general, you know, but especially when it comes to experience, you know, whether you have a lot of experience or whether you have no experience in relationship, it's always ironically kind of met with the same level of judgment, you know. It is ironic. If you have a lot of experience, then you're, you know what. And if you don't have any experience, you know. I wish it wasn't like that, because it doesn't really matter. like if you like someone, you take them as they are. You know? Yeah, exactly. Society has way too much of an opinion of what goes on, or doesn't go on, between two consenting adults behind closed doors. I know, it shouldn't give a damn. Doing good though. Promise. You're really amazing. You are. I don't just say that for the heck of it, you know? You really are. I mean, you make me feel special and like I matter. And when I talk, I feel like, I don't know, you really listen. Even when I ramble like crazy and go on these tangents and I'm not making a lot of sense, I feel like you still try to make some sense out of what I'm saying anyway. And I love that about you. You make me laugh a lot. It's probably my favorite thing. I love you too. Now we should really try to get some sleep. But I feel like just because I said that, I've jinxed things. Because I already said that, I think. Well, what do you do? You can't sheep or something? Interesting. What do you usually picture? I like that. Like a really good memory. That's sweet. How old were you? Is that like a first memory then? I like that. It's very sweet. I will. Sweet dreams. switch.